The Equality State Policy Center has launched a new effort called the People's Review. It's intended to let the public know how their legislators voted on key legislation supported by social justice, conservation, and labor groups in Wyoming. The director of the ESPC is Phoebe Stoner. She explains what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, so the People's Review is a vote record. And we couldn't feature all the bills from the session because we wanted this to be kind of accessible visibly and kind of striking. So we wanted to kind of focus it on key bills that were relevant to our vision for Wyoming. And when I say we, I mean our coalition. So some of them are bills that ESPC was driving, and some of them are bills that are related to our other coalition members. So we through our coalition, chose nine bills, and we're publishing the vote records of lawmakers on those issues. And we wanted to reach as many people as possible. So we are really expanding our ways of communication. So we're going to do three different versions of this. There's going to be a physical print report version that's available. And then there's going to be an online version on our website. And then there's also going to be full page colored ads taken out in newspapers across the state regionally. And we wanted to break it up into regions so folks wouldn't have to sort through to see or find the individual who's representing them.
So is the idea on the ads is you'd say, you're in Casper, you would break down the individual legislators and just show in an advertisement or something how they voted on key things?
That's exactly right. So, for example, in Natrona County, we're taking out a double ad in the Casper Star Tribune to target folks and constituents in those regions, and then focusing on the lawmakers from that area. And it's basically a matrix of those individuals with their pictures and district numbers, and then their votes on those nine bills. And we space was a limitation on the newspaper ad, but we tried to include a description of the bill, what our stance was on it, and the ultimate fate, so whether it passed or failed.
Mm-hmm. What legislation are you targeting or wanting to tell folks about?
Mm-hmm. So for us, our issues relate to transparent government, fair elections, thriving communities. So a lot of the bills we have on here, for example, automatic restoration of the right to vote, that's related to fair elections. Recording of legislative meetings, that one was critical to us and actually failed this session. We wanted to highlight that since it's such a basic act of transparency. And then others are more related to our coalition members. We're highlighting the school finance bill, the omnibus education program that was such a contentious and complicated issue, trying to distill it down to a format where folks can hopefully understand it. And American Indian Education Program.
All this information is going to be available starting next week?
Correct. We are launching this effort on October 1st, which is this upcoming Sunday, and we'll be running in newspapers throughout this upcoming week, and the online version will be available at that time too.
Phoebe Stoner is the executive director of the Equality State Policy Center.